This is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. Last week, my husband and I did something totally out of character for us. On the spur of the moment, we changed our schedules and hopped in the car to go on a 400-mile pilgrimage. We'd heard there was a prayer and worship meeting happening on the campus of Asbury University, which had been going continuously for the past 9 days, and we both felt in our spirits that we needed to go and see what the Lord was up to. It was an inconvenient trip for many reasons, but we both felt the same strange compulsion to go immediately without hesitation. By now, many of you may have heard about this event called the Asbury Revival, which has been spreading to many other locations around the United States and the world. Having seen many so-called revival events and large-scale Christian gatherings in the past, I can safely say this event was different from anything I've ever experienced in my lifetime. The whole thing began at a regular student chapel service, which ended with several students at the altar confessing their sins before God and asking the Lord to show up. Out of that very unsensational humility and repentance, in a most unremarkable place, the Holy Spirit fell, and the students simply could not stop worshiping and praying. By the time we arrived 10 days later, the world had taken notice. The major American news outlets were reporting on this strange occurrence, and suddenly a tiny chapel service had become the epicenter of a worldwide movement of repentance, prayer, the Word, and worship. We arrived first thing in the morning to find a long line of people waiting to get into the main chapel where the meeting was going on. By the end of the day, 10,000 more had arrived, standing in the cold for hours, trying to get into one of the overflow rooms set up to accommodate the crowds. We were fortunate to find a spot in an overflow room where we worshiped for the entire day with believers from many races, nationalities, denominations, and age groups. The overwhelming joy, peace, and unity we experienced that day is something we find difficult to put into words. There was love and unity in the room, which I believe is a foretaste of heaven, as we worshiped and prayed in one accord. Most remarkable to me, however, was the way the worship was led. The worship teams were entirely student-led, simple, drawing no attention to themselves, just a piano player, one guitar, and one cajon. There were no celebrities on the stage that day. The only celebrity was Jesus. In fact, one of the themes that was shared during a teaching time was, "How low can we go?" Celebrity worship leaders had come to lend a hand and were turned down. Only Jesus was to have the spotlight. So the music was simple, and the voices of thousands worshiping God was simply the sound of heaven. There were no words on screens, no lights, no comfortable seats, no fog machines, no coffee bars, no religion, just Jesus. I wept and wept and wept. I don't know why I bothered to wear makeup that day, because it certainly didn't stay on my face. I laid on my face. I prayed with strangers and made new friends. I left feeling like I'd been born again. All the way home, my husband and I sat in silence at times and tried to verbalize our thoughts at other times. It was just all too holy to explain or contain, and that's okay. Many have been trying to understand and analyze what is happening at Asbury and other college campuses and churches in the United States and around the world right now. Some are criticizing and judging this move of God, as will always be the case, but here's my takeaway. I don't know what God is up to, but His Spirit is moving in a powerful way amongst the poor, the meek, the humble, and most of all, the hungry. Everyone there, myself included, was so hungry for God that we did whatever it took to get there, as if Jesus Himself was passing through Kentucky and we were all desperate to get close enough to see Him and perhaps even touch the hem of His garment. This hunger, humility, poverty of spirit is what attracts heaven. Jesus said it best in His first sermon to the multitudes recorded in Matthew chapter 5. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Why did we go to Asbury? We went because we were hungry. We were desperate for more of God in our lives, and we were not disappointed. And since we've returned from our little pilgrimage, that hunger has not diminished. It's like a fire that only gets stronger. We're not sure what happens next, but we know we're called to stay filled with the Spirit of God and to kindle this fire of the love of God in everyone we meet. And the exciting part is, to have an encounter with the Lord, you don't have to go to Asbury, Kentucky. You just have to be hungry. Are you hungry? Do you want more of God? Do you need more of God in your life? If we are genuinely seeking the Lord, He will bless us with more of His Spirit. Matthew 7:11 says, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him?" Let's pray together to the Lord for more of His Spirit. Father, thank You that You desire to have a deep, intimate, abiding relationship with each one of us. Through Your Spirit, we can live filled with Your peace and joy at all times. We know deep in our hearts that Your love is the only thing that can completely fill our hearts. Make us hungry for more of You. Make us desperate enough to seek You with all our hearts until we find You and are filled with You. In Jesus' name, amen. We serve a God of overflow, where there's always more than enough for those who seek Him. Ask the Lord to make you hungry for more of Him, and He will satisfy your soul to overflowing. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you can join me again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.